Collingwood by 1 point. Boundary throw in right in front of the Bombers bench. Merritt went without it. It's picked up by Pendlebury. Awkward looking kick. It goes over the head of Majacek. Waiting for it is McGrath. He kicks into the centre of the ground where he's got Redmond. Draws the defender. Handballs over to Heppel. Wasn't great. A handball. Allows Bobby Hill to get involved. Gives it off to Harrison, the sub. Crisp is involved. They've got it by hand. Elliott now streaming forward. He's in two minds. He bounces. He twists. He turns. This is when he's usually at his best. And then he delivers straight down the throat of the opposition in Laverty. Laverty with the turnover. Can go. Here's a chance for Essendon. Along the southern wing they build.
Martin, hand pass away to Gresham against the boundary line. Kicks inside 50. 2 metre Peters down there. Great spoil from Maynard. Saves the day. Knocks it to Frampton. Long kick up to the wing. Darwin floats across. Spills the mark. Down to Dersma though. Still in Essendon hands. Over halfway. Hand pass to Gresham. Back to Durham. Kicks inside the forward 50. Langford! Langford marks 30 out. Just right of centre. What a day it's turning into for Carl Langford. His great-grandfather, a World War II veteran. Ernie Farrer, who served in Papua New Guinea in the Second World War, part of the 2nd 8th Battalion, was a Lance Corporal. And Carl has told that story during the week. What a day for his family. He's got four. There's no bigger kick to give him five. He misses, scores a level with 70 seconds left on the game clock.
Mick, it's 1995 all over again.
28 gone, final term, scores level at the G.
Moore to Howe, Goldstein's got it, umpire, you can barely hear anything here at the MCG. The whistle blows, it was a holding on, it'll go to Darcy Cameron, gives it to Nick Dacos. Dacos high, up and under, it'll land at half forward. It's off hands. Heppel, haven't seen him jump that high before. Degoe, eyes on the Sherrin, breaks the tackle. Handball straight to Hind of the opposition. Here's Davey Jr. He tries to flick it. It'll be the boundary line and a boundary throw in. 37 seconds left on the clock and it is all tied up. 12-13 apiece.
Collingwood's half forward line, Kel. That's the distinct difference. 37 seconds. You go end to end, but it is Collingwood's forward line.
Will it be an Anzac Day classic like 1995 as it spirals back into play? Neither ruckman can take a crisp. He goes to ground. It's flicked out by Pendlebury. Pendlebury to Nick Dacos. Dacos. Oh, this is going to be Elliott. Jamie Elliott drops it. He drops it cold and it opens the door for Essendon as Kelly goes. Kelly kicks up to the wing. Side bottom turns around and Hind should mark it. Hind marks it with 14 seconds left on the clock and he's got it at half back.
The Bombers have got to go end to end. He kicks and finds the skipper. Merritt, defensive side of the wing. High bomb to centre half forward. Moore to saving mark. And after 3 decades, we're back where we started. It's a draw on Anzac Day. For the second time ever, they can't be split. A stalemate on April 25th. 85 points apiece. Essendon 12-13. Collingwood 12-13. The first draw of the young season. They share the points on Australia's most solemn day.